phone app or online at 1037thebuzz.com.
She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said, Lola. Hello, Elaine.
Any particular reason?
For this?
Yeah.
Maybe the way we went into the break?
Oh, yeah, that was uncomfortable. By the way, Game 5 tonight, Detroit at Oakland, in a great ballpark to watch a game as a fan, I can tell you. Not a great place to be a ball player, apparently.
Oakland?
Yes. I've seen, I saw them play the Angels there, actually, one year. And who was the former home run slugger for the Angels that...
Troy Glass?
Dominican player.
Vlad.
Vlad Guerrero homered in the game, and then he went on to win the home run derby later in the season. He, great talent.
The just-retired Vlad Guerrero, future Hall of Famer Vlad Guerrero.
From the Independent League?
Right.
Played for the same team that Oil Can Boyd finished his career with.
Uh-huh.
In the Eastern Pioneer League.
I think it was...
I don't know. Where was he?
Same team that Dontrell Willis was playing. I think it might have been the Long Island Ducks.
Dontrell Willis. Dontrell Willis and Brent Musburger, two guys that never seemed to have an outfit that fit their body. Dontrell Willis was an oddly shaped individual as well.
And continues to be.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Angels actually picked him up this year after, I think it was in August, and he pitched in their AAA club for a little bit.
I'm not poking at him. I'm just pointing it out. You know, Hayden Panettiere is going to be part of our entertainment report. You need my keys? Okay. Hayden Panettiere is going to be part of our entertainment report, and Chris Kane calls her parts. Because he says she looks like she's got a bunch of parts from... different bodies all sort of put on one body. I guess I never noticed that before.
I guess he's not much of a fan then.
No, I guess not. I think she's great, but...
she's adorable.
She's going to marry Vlad Klitschko. Yeah, you want to talk about an odd combination.
Yeah.
Giant 7-foot Ukrainian fella against 5-foot-3-inch little blonde-haired chickie.
You don't need to paint a word picture there.
Nope, and I certainly don't want Phil commenting on it after that last segment.
I'm going to shut up.
If you had Dontrell Willis, Hayden Panettiere... the Long Island Ducks and Vlad Klitschko in Buzz Bingo, you just won $1 billion.
$1 billion.
You're into that word today. Billion with a B.
It's a $2 billion day in Conway.
Talk to him about it. Tell him all about it. By the way, I do want to say hi to Landon Trusty, who's probably not listening to us, but he did text me and thank me for the shout-out. Apparently word got back to him all the way down in Hot Springs, Arkansas, where, by the way, I'm going to be spending the evening Friday night. That's tomorrow. The start of the Hot Springs Film Festival. Tomorrow night, it's good old Frida, the story of the Beatles' secretary, who was with them throughout their run of success, and we are supposed to have her on the show tomorrow, so stay tuned for more details on that. Anyway, big weekend, but tell me about the big news up here with the billion-dollar announcement this morning. That's billion with a B. Thank you very much, Dr. Evil.
Yeah, we were excited. We had a big announcement at our Business Expo breakfast. This morning at 8 o'clock, we announced a joint venture between the Conway Development Corp and Jim Wilson and Associates from Montgomery, Alabama. Plans to redevelop more than 150 acres at our current airport site. And the kind of signature element of that development will be Central Landing, a retail lifestyle center, mixed-use development with more than 750,000 feet of shopping, restaurants, office, hotel, anything you could imagine.
That's a lot of footage.
It is.
Methinks. So
it's $90 million worth.
Who's paying for this, and when does it begin?
Well, we're going to get started. You know, we're still landing planes on that airport until August of next year, when we will relocate to a new airport.
Oh, you're moving the airport.
We're moving the airport.
I had no idea.
Big stuff. $30 million new airport in the southwest corner of town. We're equally excited about that. It's been a decade-long
What
project.
Are the odds you get a direct flight to Vegas out of Conway anytime
If you
soon?
Have your own plane, the odds are excellent.
You know what? I'm halfway home. I have an airport that allows me to do so.
That's
now I just got to get the plane
part.
Bar.
An airport is $30 million. You know what? You can get a plane for much less.
You know what? I can't argue with that logic. That's
you
so
can't
true.
Argue with that logic.
No, that's true. Yeah.
But and if you lived here, you would be closer to your airport.
Mm-hmm.
And an imaginary airplane.
Yes.
He's really going after you hard here, man.
The development, look, we're forecasting an additional $2 billion in retail sales the first 10 years. That's an extra $34 million in local sales tax.
Mm-hmm. That means more fun things for people to see and do around Conway when they move here.
It means fun things, and it also means police officers and firefighters and streets and all that good stuff.
How long have you lived in Conway?
I have lived here since I was 15. So, gosh, at least 6 or 7 years.
Yeah. She's 10, I think.
I've lived here full-time since my freshman year at the alma mater, my loving mother, University of Central Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You've had that beard since you were 11, though, then, right?
I've had this beard. I bet we're day 12 into this beard.
Your beard needs its own Twitter account.
You know what? That was mentioned on Twitter, thanks to the completely unanticipated and not completely appreciated promotion it's gotten today on the show.
Sorry, buddy. I just haven't seen you with a beard like that lately, or ever. So there's that.
Or any other kind of beard.
That's true. This segment is brought to you in part by our friends, and again, they are down in Benton, Arkansas, because there's lots of good things happening all over Central Arkansas, including here in Conway. But if you live in Conway, it's worth a quick drive down to Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep, the number one place in the whole wide world for buying your vehicles 19 years in a row. Continuing to offer the best price, best selection, the best service in the state, and the largest inventory in the state. They do not have an airport that you can fly your own plane out of at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, but they do have a lot of great deals. Save you thousands over any other dealer in the state. And don't forget about the service after the sale. Best technicians in the country. Get to Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton or shop online at Landers.com. And tell Kevin Wilson I said hi when you're there. And if you want to call him and tell him hello, 501-316-4400. So this thing goes until 5 o'clock today. And then it goes until 7 o'clock because 5 o'clock is not enough. Two more hours of good fun and opportunities and mingling and networking. And for $15 after 5 o'clock, you can eat from 25-plus local restaurants.
All those things. All those things you just said are true.
Now, because I read all my notes except for the part about the $2 billion expansion out by the airport or the former airport. Where's the new airport going to be?
The new airport's in the southwest corner of town in an area known as Lolly Bottoms. It's an expansion of the airport.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
Has it always been known as Lolly Bottoms?
Phil, I think you're
going to
have
to. For more than 100 years.
Hmm. What goes on there now?
Just going to go walk the rows.
A lot of farming goes okay. on out there right now, but and a lot of construction. $30 million worth for the airport, and then some other public projects taking place out there. And it's an area that's going to develop now that we've got that. I do want to say, if you want to keep track with any of these projects or today's activities, you can go to conwaychamber.org. The expo hashtag is Team Conway. You're going to see all the vendors, all the folks who are going to be here for Taste of Conway. And if you're curious about Central Landing, the new development opening in 2017, you can search us with the hashtag Central Landing.
That's when the new airport opens?
The new airport opens in August of 2014.
Okay.
The new retail development
in 2017.
Will be in fall of 2017.
Well, I've got a lot of work to do to get enough money saved up for a plane between now and fall of next year. Maybe I'll have my plane by the time the retail development opens.
Maybe.
And you know, it's serendipitous here that we're parked right next to the realtors, our friends at Crylike, the Toby team, all set up over here next to our location here. And we could just slide right over there. I could start looking through for a new home or two, and maybe we'll relocate. You guys welcome guys with short records? Short record. I mean, it was a couple of things in college. I mean, it was a late night.
It doesn't translate. That's not the kind of stuff that crosses borders.
Okay, cool. So it's cool?
No, you're good.
Okay, good. All right. I just didn't know if I'd be welcomed here. Okay. Jamie, I can't thank you enough.
Aren't you always welcome here?
Sometimes I sneak in. I assume they'll let me, but just to be safe. You know, it's better to ask forgiveness than permission, they say, Phil. So I like to just kind of sneak my way in sometimes. How do you feel about the Bears this weekend? Pretty good?
I always feel good about the Bears.
Will you be in attendance this weekend? I know you got a lot going on with your children.
You know, we try to make it. It's a great setting. There's really, not to go into sales mode, but, you know, I got three young kids.
You're with the Chamber, for goodness sake.
And there's nothing better for us than, you know, either UCA football, baseball, or basketball games. And the age my kids are, it's really all about the band and the firefighters and the cheerleaders or Bruce the Bear mm-hmm. and all that stuff.
Well, they do have a great kids zone as well.
We're not old enough for that yet.
How old do you have to be to go in there? Five or something?
I don't know, but they won't take my kids. I've got to drop them off every game. You do have to be potty trained.
Well, there's an issue.
So, but no, it's great. It's an amenity. All the sports are. Honestly, the UCA Bears are the only athletic program in my kids' entire universe, and so I'm kind of treasuring that.
You like that?
That dynamic right
now. Enjoy it while you can. Pretty soon they'll be Iowa State fans. A few things on the Keithley service. Going to be live fan feedback. Probably not. We were talking earlier about the rib injury for
We did.
Yeah. We talked about it at length the last couple days for Jadeveon Clowney. In fact, I think there should be some barbecue joint in Northwest Arkansas that should have a rib special this week in honor of Jadeveon Clowney. Kev says, then we had our guy Sarge called in and talked about his intercostals, the ligaments in between your ribs. He says, intercostals, aren't they the people with the funny hair that dance and handle snakes? I don't think that's right. Stacy in Vidalia, Louisiana. Personally, I'm Baptist. I'm not intercostal.
See, that joke has legs. It does.
It's good, yeah.
Is there any more?
No. Kev says premiering this fall on A&E. Airport movers. That's true. Good one.
That'll be a long
Who's
series.
In charge of all that? Who's in charge of moving? Do they fly the planes over to the new airport even though it's only a couple of miles, or do they haul them over there? How does that work?
Well, we'll actually have both airports open for a 30-day period get everybody to kind of migrate.
You should do a huge campaign about how you have two airports.
It'll be like the planes movie, basically.
Except it won't suck, and it won't be some cheap ripoff of Cars.
It was an expensive ripoff of Cars.
Yeah.
And we love it. We love it at my house.
It was the movie good? I didn't actually see it. I just make fun. I love Cars and Cars
2. We made it like 45 minutes.
I never thought Cars 2 could be good, but it was. So then they went to planes. It's very disappointing. I mean, next thing you know, it's going to be Pixar brings you
Boats.
Segways. Boats is probably next.
Boats is probably next, yeah.
Segways is later down the road.
to DVD.
Lynn Sherwood's never, ever positive. Lynn Sherwood always sends in Keithley Service Company live fan feedback, PO'd about something. Mm. Lynn says, Justin, I'm tired of people using the fact that someone is only 19 or 20 years old as an excuse for their actions when they do stupid things, i.e. Clowney, Manziel, etc. I can assure you that 19 to 20-year-olds 25 or 30 years ago were much more responsible and polite than today's kids. I won't argue that second point, Lynn. As far as the first part, I'm not sure what Clowney did that was stupid exactly. I think most of that falls on the fact that the adults did not communicate very well with their star player as to how he was feeling. I mean, I guess we go through life assuming that star athletes can't possibly be injured unless you see an arm dangling after being broken or something. I don't know.
I think 19 and 20-year-olds have been doing stupid things for thousands of years.
I don't consider anything he did stupid, to be honest with you.
I don't think Clowney was stupid either. I mean, yeah. You can separate Clowney from Manziel as far as responsibilities and doing some pretty idiotic things.
Manziel's name should be Clowney. Because most of what he did in the offseason was...
15 years ago, 20-year-olds were doing very stupid things.
Yes, they were.
So I gather.
Yes.
I can vouch for that.
When you were six...
I knew a guy.
Those guys were dumb as all get out. It's 11:45. We will be back in Conway in just a moment. And we are at the scenic and beautiful, it really is, Conway Convention Center. What is it called?
Close enough.
What do you call it?
It's the Conway Expo Center. Conway. 2501 East Oak Street.
Is it 2505 or
2501.
It says 2505 on the sign out front.
I'm sorry. I have sloppy typewriting here.
I'm going to call that into question. Maybe I just punched into my GPS wrong. Okay. Conway Expo Center. Okay. Is there a convention center here?
You know, we may just have to keep an eye on that Central Landing development. Hashtag Central Landing.
Hashtag tidbit. Hashtag advance info. I love the Expo Center. Of all the Expo Centers I've been in, this is the finest. And it's also on the fairgrounds, is that correct?
That's correct.
Faulkner County?
We're co-located.
When is the Faulkner County Fair?
It was last month.
Oh, son of a gun.
Can plan ahead now.
I saw a camel this week at the state fair. You guys should get camels next year if you didn't have them this year.
I think we show camels here. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I adore camels.
Yeah, it's Camel Ranch, not far from
camels. Thank you very much. Hump day. Yeah, I love all camels, llamas.
Hey, was that planned?
It's part of it. Matt, give it to him one more time.
Hump day.
We are so childish. I love it. We'll be back. It's 11:47, and you're in the zone from the Conway Expo Center.
Boom.
It only took me an hour and 45 minutes to figure out what this building is called. It's awesome.
Have you been spending time and money on those